Okay, I just thought maybe some of you might be wondering why we've started looking at Hebrews suddenly, when really we were supposed to be looking at Judges. Can anybody tell me from that passage, where do we get a connection with the book of Judges? Did anybody pick it up? Big element. But I know some of you were sort of looking and going, well, we're supposed to be doing Judges, because that's what we've been doing. And I still want to follow through on that a little bit, but I want to go back over it. But faith was a big one. Faith is a big element that we see through the book of Judges, that each of the people who God chose and who God raised up were people of faith. They were people of faith. So much in this life and so much through Scripture relies on people not being stopped by what they see and by what goes on around them. And this is the problem that God was finding with the people of Israel when in the Judges' time, in this time of Judges that we're talking about, constantly, people were responding to what they could see and feel and touch. So far we've seen different judges coming, being raised up, when the people of God, time and time again, their focus began to be on what they could see. And God needed to raise up men and women of faith. The link, I don't know whether you truly picked it up. It was faith, but there's also, where are we? Hang on, I'll quickly get to Hebrews here. I needed to do this quickly. I should have had it already open. Okay, Hebrews chapter 11, and in verse 32, it said, "How much more do I need to say? It would take too long to recount the stories of faith of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah. All four are from the book of Judges. Mentioned in what we would consider one of the greatest books about faith, of the greatest heroes of the Bible. And here amongst it are some of these judges. And so what has been going through my mind, and I mentioned it a little bit to Rod last week, was as we've ventured into the book of Judges, something has been just stirring within me that is sort of asking me, what is God looking for? What is God looking for in people? What is He looking for in His people? Because there were certain people that were raised up, that God chose, that God said, you will be the one that will take my people. You will be the one that will lead them. You'll be the one that will encourage them. You'll be the one that lifts them up and refocuses them back on me. What was He looking for? And I believe initially He was looking for people of faith. And of course we know that faith is the evidence of what we do not see. The evidence of what is hoped for, the surety of what we do not see. The people of God, the chosen people of God, had misplaced that, and they had begun to look at what went on around them and begin to partake of the pleasures and the idols and the gods of the people around them, rather than looking to God Himself. But what we do know from Hebrews 11:6 is it says this, and it is impossible to please God without faith. It is impossible to please God without faith. So when we start looking at the world, when we start refocusing, when we start seeing and doing the things that the world is doing, then we're not trusting in God. And so we need to look at this. What is faith? Faith is belief and action. Belief and action. And we see faith coming out in the judges so much. In these particular judges, in the ones who raised up the people of God and who rescued them. See, belief is knowing about God. Belief is knowing about God. But faith is the combination of belief, knowing about God, plus action. And so what we find is the judges were people who were willing not only to trust and believe in God, but were then willing to put it into action. And we see that time and time again where they obeyed God. They were people who were listening to God and then responded to Him and obeyed Him and did what He asked. They were willing to go over and above what others were willing to do. We simply hear in Hebrews 11 verse 7 how Noah, he simply obeyed God. He was considered great. He obeyed God. Abraham, in chapter 11, Hebrews 11, 8, Abraham also obeyed God. In Judges, we've already seen how Barak and Deborah obeyed God. How Gideon, in chapter 6 to 8, he responded to God. Samson, which we will hear about in weeks to come, obeyed God. This was a symbol, or this was their action coming out. This was their faith going from just belief to belief plus action. And the fullness of faith therein. So what is God looking for? He is looking for people of faith. He is looking for people of faith. In James, we also read that it's not good enough just to read the Word. It's not good enough just to read the Word, but what do we have to do? We have to do it. We have to do it. Okay, what else is God looking for? He is looking for people of faith. But I believe He is also looking for people who fear God. For people who will not be stopped by man and what men think of them, but who fear God. This is, again, action, the action of faith being put into place. We read about people like Saul who rejected God because of man. In 1 Samuel 15, it says this, "Then my troops," Saul was saying, "then my troops brought in the best of the sheep, goats, cattle, and plunder to sacrifice to the Lord your God in Gilgal." So he was doing, he had a belief, he saw that this is, we will sacrifice. But then Samuel said, "What is more pleasing to the Lord, your burnt offerings or sacrifices, or your obedience to His voice? Listen, obedience is better than sacrifice." Saul said, "I have disobeyed your instructions and the Lord's command, for I was afraid of the people." God is calling each one of us, just as He called each of the judges, just as He called all of His people in that time. He was calling them to be different. He was calling them to live separate. Even though they were going into nations and overtaking them, He was saying, "Do not be taken in by who they are and what they do. Do not be taken in by their gods." But as they went in, they were affected by them and infected by them. And just like Saul, they began to respond rather than by what God was calling them to do. With the right heart and right attitude, they began to respond to the people of the land with their gods and their ways. On the other hand, we have somebody like Moses in Hebrews 11:27, where it says, "It was by faith that Moses left the land of Egypt, not fearing the king's anger." Not fearing the king's anger. He walked away from the world. He walked away from the security of the world. Moses walked away from a life of pleasure and plenty. From a life where he could have been considered royalty. He walked away, not fearing the king's anger. And I take that to give me a picture of what each of the judges did. We have already heard some of what they have done. We've heard of some of the different feats that they have performed, some of the ways in which they led the people of God to conquer nations. The only way they could do that was to not fear man, to not fear what mankind would think, to not fear what the world would say when they saw them. So I believe God is looking for people of faith, people who do not fear man. I believe he is looking for people of boldness. Joshua 1:9 says, "Be strong and courageous." And we see that in many of the judges. We see that in Ehud, who went and was given a message, and he was bold enough to take that message to the king. But not only that, he was bold enough at that time, knowing that what God wanted him to do was to deal with this king, not just give him a message, but he had to take him out. He had to take in with him a sword. He had to take out the king. But it took boldness and courage to do that. God is looking for people who are bold, who will walk into situations that may be dangerous, who walk into situations where they may be rejected or put down. He is looking for people who are willing to go and who are willing to stand up, maybe to be criticized. But God is looking for people who will be strong and courageous. God is also looking for people who have His Spirit, full of His Spirit, willing to be open to His Spirit. In Judges 3:10, we read of Othniel, who it is said of him that the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. He was led by the Spirit. We read in other places in Scripture time and time again where it is when people are open, when people are full of the Spirit, when people are open to God's Spirit working in them, that they are able to be used by God. In Acts 6:3, when they were needing people to volunteer and simply to serve, to give out, to help people, what is it said? That select 7 men, well-respected, full of the Spirit and wisdom. Full of the Spirit and wisdom. God is looking for people. He is looking for people to be His mouthpiece. He is looking for people to be His hands and His feet. God is looking for people who are willing to go into this world and help rescue and lead them and point them to Him. God is looking for people full of the Spirit. God is also looking for people, I believe, who are willing to praise and worship Him no matter what. You only have to look at that through the Psalms and you hear, "Oh, praise the Lord, praise Him." And yet, time and time again, David is saying, "The last thing I feel like doing is praising. But I will praise God anyway. I will worship Him. I will lift Him up. But I don't feel like it. But I will." I believe when the people of God turned away from Him and they were distracted, then God was searching and He was going, where is there somebody who will praise me? Where is there somebody full of the Spirit who is willing to lift me up no matter what is going on? God is looking for praise and worship. And we can pick that up in what we've already studied through. We've already looked at Judges and looked at Deborah and Barak, when they had completed some of what they had been asked to do, what did they do? There was a song of praise. They wrote a song of praise in Judges 5. It's called the Song of Deborah. They were willing to praise God and give Him the glory. So God is looking for people of faith. He is looking for people who fear Him, not man. He is looking for people of boldness, strong and courageous. He is looking for people who are filled with His Spirit. He is looking for people who are willing to praise and worship Him. He is also looking for people who are willing to look forward and walk by faith, who aren't willing to just stand there and look at the past, who aren't just going to look at now and say, I need the pleasures of here and now, but who are willing to look ahead and to see what the future holds, to see God's kingdom and His reign. He is looking for people of vision. In Hebrews 11, verse 13, and 26. I'll just quickly grab that. Hebrews 11:13 says this. It was by faith that even Sarah was able to have children. No, wrong one. 13. Sorry, close. All these people died still believing what God had promised them. These are the people of faith. They all died believing what God had promised them. They did not receive what was promised, but they saw it all from a distance and welcomed it. They agreed that they were foreigners and nomads here on earth. They could see the future. They could see what was promised to them. And in verse 26, talking here about Moses in particular, he thought it was better to suffer for the sake of Christ than to own the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking ahead to His great reward. They were looking ahead. And I believe each of the judges were willing to look ahead and see what it was that God was calling them to and where it was that God was calling His people. You see, God had given them a promise. God had given Abraham a promise and said, here is the promised land. But they couldn't see it yet. They didn't have it yet. They couldn't touch it yet. But as they got there, they began to look around and they got distracted. God had said it was theirs. It was theirs. What the vision was meant to be that this was their land, the land that God had promised, the land of plenty, the land of God's provision. But when they got there, they began to refocus. They lost sight of the vision. They began to look around and see the here and the now, and they began to look back. They forgot that they needed to be people of vision. We read in Proverbs 29:18 that without vision, the people perish. Without vision, the people perish. And perish can mean that we simply do not prosper. We simply do not go ahead. We don't grab all that God has for us. The people of God kept perishing. They kept not living in the fullness of what God had. Each time that the judges were not there, each time they began to look around, in those times they lost sight of their future. They lost sight of the promise. They lost sight of what God had for them. So God is looking for people of faith. He's looking for people who fear Him and not man. He is looking for people of boldness to be strong and courageous. He is looking for people filled with His Spirit. He is looking for people who are willing to praise and worship Him no matter what. He is looking for people who are willing to look beyond the natural and see what He has promised. To see the future, what has been given. And He is looking for righteous people. People who are free from guilt and sin. People who are acting in accord with divine law. And you might say, well, hang on, I can't meet all of those requirements. I'm not righteous. I'm not free of guilt and sin. I do look around me and my eyes see what's going on. I'm not always a person of faith. I'm not always filled with His Spirit. I don't feel like I can always praise and worship Him. Maybe He's not looking for me. Well, I believe in a sense that's true. He's looking for God in us. He is looking for Christ in us. Galatians say it's no longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me. Yes, I believe that as we search through Scripture, we have time and time again, the people that God was asking, the people that God was saying, come and do this, making excuses and saying, I can't do it. I'm not gifted. I'm not that person. Then I would suggest to you, come before Him as broken vessels and allow Him to mold and reshape you. Allow His Spirit to fill you and strengthen you. Allow His Word to speak into your life and give you boldness and courage. Allow Him to be what He is in your life. As you read His Word, pick up vision. As you go through situations each day, get the boldness to turn around and say, I will praise Him, and in that praise He will give you strength. As you worship Him, He will lift you up. Call out to Him. Ask Him. Pray to Him. Seek Him. Because I believe that each person here, as you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you become what He wants you to be. You have everything you need in Him. You may get up in the morning and you may look in the mirror and go, whoa, that's not what God wanted. Or you can look in the mirror and go, thank you, Jesus, for what You are willing to do, even in me, even through me. I believe so far that as we have been going through the book of Judges, we have been seeing what God can do when people are willing to open up and say, yes, Lord, use me. When people are willing to spend the time, even in the wilderness, like David did, when they are willing to be faithful in the small things, like looking after the sheep, then God is willing to say, but the future has greater things for you. Here is a nation. Look after them. Be faithful where God has you. Be faithful with what you know God has for you right now. Be faithful in what you are doing. But in the midst of all of that, pray, seek the Lord, worship Him, open up to Him, and it is amazing what He may do through you, in you and with you, where He may take you. Call out to Him and say, Lord, give me vision. Give me a promise. Give me something new. He is looking for people of faith. He is looking for people who fear him and not man. He is looking for boldness, and he is looking for his spirit in us. He is looking for people of vision. He is looking for people righteous, not in their own eyes, but in the eyes of God, through God. I believe that this is what, for me, God has been encouraging me in. Through these judges. And I know sometimes as I've read through and I think, wow, this is strange. This is hard to grab hold of. But for me, what I am seeing is those things. And you may not have all of them, because I don't believe I have all of them. Actually, I don't believe I have a lot of them. But even if we have one or two and we are willing to walk with that and give him glory for that and be open to God in that, then he can take us and he can use us and he can give us everything else we don't feel we have. God is able. God is on our side. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for the opportunity we have each day to come and to worship and to praise you. I thank you, Lord, that we have the opportunity of having your word freely available to be able to read and be fed and to be encouraged and to be strengthened by it. I thank you, Lord, that we have opportunities every day to stand in boldness and to proclaim your name. I thank you, Lord, that we have available your Spirit to strengthen and encourage us, to teach us and fill us with all wisdom. I thank you, Lord. I thank you that through you and through your Spirit we can see in the spiritual realm, that we don't have to operate in the physical by what we see and by what we feel, but we can know who you are. I thank you, Lord, that you have promised to lift us up and to strengthen us. I thank you that you have promised to give us your gifts that we may go and proclaim your name. I thank you, Lord, that as we look through the book of Judges, we see regular human beings who were willing to open themselves up to you and to your greatness and to your strength, to your wisdom, to your vision. And we're willing to obey and say, Lord, use me. And I thank you that as we read through that book, that we see what these people are able to do in the mighty name of God. Lord, we want to be like them. Lord, we don't just want to be satisfied with what the world says is our purpose here, to earn money, to get a better job, to get a better position, to have a house, to have a car, to get these things. Lord, we want to be different. And even if it means a period of time on our own, doing not a lot, and yet, Lord, you can see our faithfulness. You can see our willingness. And you will be willing to use us. Lord, we come to you and say thank you. Thank you for what Jesus did on the cross. Thank you that he saved us. Thank you that he promised us his Spirit. Thank you that he said, I will be with you always. Then, Lord, we turn to you and we say thank you. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for helping us. Thank you, Lord, for your promises. Thank you for your vision. Thank you for your strength and courage. Thank you for the faith that we can have in you. Who you are. Hallelujah. Amen.